Page 16, Unit 3. 1. In areas of high traffic density, in conditions of restricted visibility, and in all other hazardous navigational situations where heading and/or track control systems are in use, it shall be possible to establish manual control of the ship's steering immediately. 2. In circumstances as above, the officer in charge of the navigational watch shall have available, without delay, the services of a qualified helmsperson, who shall be ready at all times to take over steering control. 3. The changeover from automatic to manual steering, and vice versa, shall be made by or under the supervision of a responsible officer. 4. The manual steering shall be tested after prolonged use of heading and/or track control systems, and before entering areas where navigation demands special caution.